just talk a little bit about the first game, 2-1. I thought Michelle did a good job of keeping it close and giving you a chance, and all of a sudden you scored two runs with two outs in the fifth, and then the sixth inning. I'm not sure where that came from, but seven runs, all of a sudden you go from down 2-1 in the fifth to winning 10-2 in six innings.
It was good to see, and we have been struggling on the offensive end just for consistency, and we've been stuck at one run for it seems like about four or five games, and it was good to see. You know, we challenged the girls again to focus on that approach as far as attacking the strike zone low and laying off pitches that are up in the strike zone, which was a struggle for us Friday evening, and they did it. And I think that it can be that simple for us to make that adjustment, and then we can hit the ball hard. That leaves you nothing but good pitches that you can drive if we lay off the pitch that's up in the zone. And I'm proud of them for making that adjustment. So it was good. It was good to see top. It was also good to see production from the top to the very bottom of the order, and kind of how where we were at the beginning of this season, where it wasn't just necessarily a group of kids that were getting the majority of the production, but it was literally one game. It was, you know, these three or four, and the next game it was another three or four. It was the entire lineup. So it was good while it lasted.
and you know, it looked like, and you talked about the approach, but it looked like we didn't try to do too much with it. I mean, we went with the pitch. We had a lot of ground balls that got up the middle and through the right side and through the left side. It wasn't like we were hitting a bunch of home runs.
No, and we're not built that way. We're not built to hit the ball out of the ballpark. We never want to be swinging for out of the ballpark. Yeah, we want to swing with as much power as we possibly can, but I'd rather take 15 hits and, you know, seven runs than keeping your fingers crossed that the wind's not blowing the wrong way and that sort of thing, or the size of the ballpark, that those different scenarios that can affect whether or not the long ball is going to work for you that day. So, and we've got good team speed, and I think that's where we've got to stay. We can't be something that we're not, and we're not a lift the ball out of the ballpark type of team. So we have to learn to now be consistent with it. We saw it game one, lost, you know, didn't have that same focus or execution in game two, and that's where we got to get better this week.
I thought that defensively played pretty well. Amanda Krieger, I thought, bounced back really nicely after last night. She was tested a lot in the first game and made some really nice plays at second base, and did a good job defensively.
She did, and she's kind of had, it seems that her errors come in bunches, and that can be tough, but she, personality-wise, she is a bounce-back type of kid, and has worked hard to stay mentally, you know, as mentally tough as possible, and not let maybe her defense affect her offense. And you saw that Friday night. She hit the ball really well and didn't play, you know, as solid defense as we need out of her. But she did a great job for us today. Our pitching staff is always going to give our defense, you know, we're not going to have a ton of strikeouts, I guess is a better way to say it. And our defense has to play behind them, and that's got to be a challenge that they look forward to.
You know, Michelle, we know what we have in Michelle, and she's been pretty steady all year. And I guess the key for us down the stretch and going to the conference tournament is you got to have that second and third pitcher step up. And you also got to be able to score for them, and you can't expect them to shut everybody out.
Sure. You know, we've seen it out of Aaron, and Jana has done a good job of getting quality innings for us, too, on the mound. And Mel has, you know, she struggled a little bit today in those early innings and then kind of found it a little bit late. It was more about wanting to get Jana some innings before, you know, we get into conference tournament and kind of get her confidence back to where we need it to be. But we're definitely going to need one of those three to be a consistent two person that we can go to when we get to conference tournament. If we get, you know, stuck in that loser's bracket where you're playing two games a day, that's going to be a load that would be tough for Michelle to handle single-handed. So, and you're right, we've got to be consistent scoring runs regardless who we have on the mound. And regardless if the other team gets up ahead or early or whatever, we've got to compete regardless of what that scoreboard says.
Well, basically with the win, you're in the WAC tournament. You've qualified. So you got three non-conference games at home this week. You finish in Fresno. What's kind of the goal, the mindset, the focus, these last six regular season games leading into the conference tournament?
Well, you know, we talked about that a little bit after this game as far as I'd like to see, you know, now that pressure is off of us as far as, you know, we got to win to get in and that sort of thing. Hopefully see how this team responds when there's not that specific pressure on them. And let's see if we can't get more consistent, kind of get to that next level, be more consistent with this approach. We don't have to worry about the results anymore, you know, or that's not going to be our end-all focus that we're in. We just got to now become a much more consistent ball team, both offensively and defensively.